Hanford Mills Museum is bringing 200 years of logging, sawing, and woodworking history to life at the Woodman's Show on Saturday. It takes place from 10 to 5 in East Meredith, and we'll even tell you where that is. The event features lumberjack shows, demonstrations of traditional pit sawing, hand hewing, timber frame building, and woodworking. Liz Callahan is the museum's executive director, and it's a delight to have her return to our program. We loved it last time she was here, and she was nice enough to come back.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. How long does it take you to get from your place to our place?
A little less than an hour and a half.
That's not bad.
And really, heading right down 88, if anybody's familiar with Route 88.
You're Oneonta-ish.
Oneonta-ish. We're a little southeast of Oneonta, so I'll give you the big landmark to put into people's heads. Brooks Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that very well.
You'll use that exit, which is exit 16 of I-88, and head south from that exit instead of making the north turn to go to Brooks. And we're about 10 miles from that exit, and we're about 10 miles from downtown Oneonta.
Awesome.
And the hamlet of East Meredith is a fabulous place, fabulous because it really is preserved as it was 100 or 150 years ago when Hanford Mills was an operating business and really the hub of the community. And East Meredith is a lovely village to drive into and really get a sense of what it would have been like to come to the mill when it was an operating business, sawing logs and doing all these things that we're going to replicate on Saturday.
So how did it happen that this became a working mill to a museum?
Well, it's a great story about community and the community's value for a mill that really served a community for over 125 years. And the people in the community in the 1960s had supported the mill as it tried to hang on as a viable business, as transportation changed, as industry changed, as things moved out of East Meredith and became more centralized in bigger communities like Oneonta and Delhi. And yet people in the community valued the role the mill played and saw that it wasn't just Hanford Mills in East Meredith that the community was losing. It was an example of all the mills in all the small towns throughout central New York and throughout our whole rural area that were being lost during that transition after World War II. And so Hanford Mills is really an example of mills that existed in every small hamlet and community throughout the countryside. And it just happened to survive because people like a man named Ken Kelso, who was a business leader in the community, as well as other community members, saw the value of saving it. Ken took it over as he invested a lot of his own money into it and became kind of a gentleman museum operator for a couple of years from the late 60s to the early 70s. Yet he realized we're a big place. The historic mill complex is rambling. We're a 70-acre site. We have 17 historic buildings. It's too much for one person, even with some resources to take on.
Sure.
So he worked with the Sears Center, the O'Connor Foundation, the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development, and transitioned it into a 501c3 with the help of those community-based organizations as well. And so we are, again, about community members in a larger scale coming together and really seeing the value in preserving what was a very viable business for 125 years as an example of businesses that existed all over the place.
So just so I have an idea in my mind, what is it that you do this weekend that you wouldn't do if I went like next weekend?
Well, we get the dogs and the ponies out this weekend.
Okay, all right.
We do a lot every weekend, including guided tours, 5 days a week, guided tours, operating the sawmill, demonstrating several machines. But what we're able to do at this weekend, where we really feature the history of wood and wood processing and wood products at Hanford Mills Museum, which was part of its history, we're running more machines in the mill, more machines that we wouldn't normally demonstrate on a daily basis, as well as inviting people who do wood processing activities, either traditional or contemporary, to come out and exhibit on the site. So the timber framing would not be going on every weekend. The pit sawing would not be going on every weekend. And the great opportunity to see the SUNY Cobleskill Woodsman's team demonstrating their skills, agility. This is a great team of college students coming out and doing great demonstrations, really exciting, skillful demonstrations at the site that relate to the history of lumberjacking or wood harvesting in a more kind of practical sense that Hanford Mills represents.
I was watching some of this on YouTube last night.
Mm-hmm.
They are incredible.
They are.
That's unbelievable what they do. And it's just like they're throwing around trees like they're toothpicks. I don't know how.
That young energy, Joe.
My God.
But, you know, it is the strength, the agility, and the skill, the combination. Now, some of these students are students who are pursuing related careers at SUNY Cobleskill, but others are students who are complete hobbyists. I know, for example, one of the young women, and it's men and women doing these demonstrations, is going into early childhood education. So it really is.
And that's a skill that you'll need.
Right. I found it really helpful with my kids to be able to handle an axe. So, you know, the fact that these students are coming out and doing this demonstration, they're so passionate about it, they're so energetic, they're so excited about interacting with our visitors, not just during the shows, but doing demonstrations and talking with families and students and people who just want to chat about how they sharpen their axe or what kind of tools they use.
You know, it's fascinating to me is like doing it is one thing. You know, I'm going to go chop down a tree, but getting it to go where you want it to go is incredible. I mean, that's the art, isn't
it? Yes, it is the art. And that, again, is one of the things we've demonstrated at past lumberjack shows. We're not going to fell any trees during the event this year.
Yeah.
We've run out of public trees. Although we have 70 acres, we've run out of easily accessible trees that need to be harvested at this point.
Yeah, go grow some new ones for the future, right?
We do have some in the works. We have had people come out and do examples or demonstrations of logging and horse-drawn logging, which was, again, a big part of the tradition at Hanford Mills is the horse-drawn logging in the community as well. Getting a tree to fall where you need it to and want it to safely and getting it out of the woods safely and with a team of horses and your own muscle, that's pretty amazing. And having people who are still able to demonstrate that is something we try to share with other folks as well.
When you look at what is going on, of whether it be the lumberjacking or the pit sawing or the hand hewing or the woodworking, I mean, some of this is still very much utilized today. Some of these skills have moved on and technology has taken over. But that's an interesting perspective as well for people to realize.
It is. And what we really try to do is not just say, oh, wasn't it wonderful in the good old days? Look at how they made barrels. Look at how they used a treadle lathe. But past meets present, how these technologies have carried through from past to present, the significance of understanding the roots of a technology we use today and its earlier versions, as well as with Hanford Mills specifically, we have so much to demonstrate in terms of technological change in the 125 years the mill represents and changes in power generation or transitions in power generation, especially water power. But we feature water power, steam power. The mill produced the first power for the East Meredith community.
Mm.
So we are also exploring how we help people to understand natural resources and sustainable energy and questions and thinking about past and present power generation.
I was doing I was doing my homework last night and I was reading up on the mills and the museum and what you do. I was curious, given what you have on site that is working and it is there and is in good shape, do people come to you and want to use some of this for different projects and things that they're doing and research that they're doing?
Yes.
Because it would seem to me to be a resource.
We have a great archives. The Hanford family was fantastic about keeping their records in order and photographs as well. And then we have information about broader trends in the community and the region related to what the Hanfords did. So our archives is fabulous. And then the fact that we have this wonderful collection of machines that operate, people actually come to us not just for research, but to produce things they're looking for.
They need that specific thing.
They want a certain type of wood cut in a certain type of way. They'd prefer that it look a little bit more traditional than a contemporary mill. Our sawmill is fabulous, but you can, if you look at a piece of wood, tell the difference between a piece of wood cut on our circular saw and cut at Whiteman's Lumber up the road, a great partner in our community, but a much more contemporary business operation in wood processing. So people do look for that, and they also really feel the connection between what we're doing and if they're restoring an old barn or an old home, making a part of their effort, their preservation or restoration project, come from a place like Hanford Mills, which represents so much history.
It's a fantastic place to visit, and I hope everyone will head on out there this weekend. It's the Hanford Mills Museum's Woodman's Show. It's on Saturday in East Meredith, New York, and the show runs from 10 to 5. You can go to hanfordmills.org to find out information about the event, find out information on how to get there, and all kinds of other good stuff. It's hanfordmills.org. Liz Callahan is the executive director of the museum and a great friend, and I thank you very much for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us.
Enjoy it. A delight. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.